Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk about all great and amazing things to help you ladies speak with confidence in any situation, whether it's work, in business, at home, socially, on dates, wherever it is you find that you need to speak and you want to speak more confidently, this is the podcast for you. If that sounds like a bit of you, then stay tuned, my dear. I've got some gems and tips and hints to help you speak more confidently like never, ever before. Hello and welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, and this is for anyone who's a budding voiceover or those that just want to use their voice more effectively. So I was reading an article in Psychology Today and they said that your voice says so many things about you. Three things in particular. It said that your voice can talk about emotions, it can convey attractiveness and also personality traits. So the report kind of starts talking off about how if you're attracted to someone, your voice tone will change, particularly in women. It may become more feminine, more soft, more floaty. And it talks about the reverse in regards to men, that they become more deep, more masculine. Obviously, that's not my voice set as well. So it's to try and indicate that I am attracted to you, I'm available, etc. That's what it says your voice can do. It will change if you're around someone that you've got an interest in or you like. Also, it says point two, that your voice can indicate your size. I don't know how true this one is. This part was saying that they took vowel sounds from 50 men when they say A-E-I-O-U, and they took physical measurements. Obviously, they did a controlled test, and it revealed that having a low voice was associated with having a large, bigger body shape. And then if you had a higher voice, it was an indicator of a smaller body shape. So you never really know, because my voice probably doesn't even sound how you think I'm going to look, if that makes sense. And then they also said that the third point is that women's voice can often give over the alertness, or etc., that they're available, that they're fertile, that they are attracted to you, and that they're single. I don't know how you can work this out in a voice, but this is what the article says. So it talks about there's huge psychology in your voice, how you say, when you say, and how your voice can change depending on who you're talking to. So that was just a little golden nugget for today. I hope this has helped you. And please, if you want to get hold of me for any voiceover bookings, or you just want to get some advice about how to speak more effectively, please do email me on leanne@leannesvoice.com. And of course, have a great and amazing day. Yay. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you got so much out of it. All of these speaking confidence tips that you've never had before, or never in the way that I delivered it, right? I cannot wait to hear how you're going to improve and put them into practice and be amazing in your upcoming interviews, presentations, team meetings, just speaking confidently to your friends or on dates, my dear. I have got your back. And in that way, you know I've always got your back, and I want you to show and improve, yeah? So I wanted to tell you, if you haven't been with me before, you know your homegirl loves to speak confidently and help all my friends to do so as well. And if you're listening to this podcast, you must be one of my friends. So I want to bring you on board to this amazing course that I've got out, which I know, not think, but I know is going to help you. It's called How to Improve Your Voice in 5 days. How to speak more confidently in 5 days. Have you ever been able to do that? No, because you ain't had me before in your life. So this course is going to help you go through a range of different motions and techniques and tools that I always keep for my coaching clients. I want to talk to you about mindset, about articulation, pronunciation, all of that good stuff. You can go onto my website, leannturner.com, check out the course there. And I know this is going to move you from where you're at right now to the level of speaking confidence that you need to be.